So the court, in a technical sense, is quite removed from what we, especially we in the news media, do these days, isn't it?
It is. And the ultimate example of that is the court is going to have announce opinions next week. Now, there are 117 press seats that have been squeezed into that courtroom. And they operate on the Roach Motel theory of news coverage. Once in, you can't get out. Now, if there are opinions, conceivably, there are people who are there who are going to have to file. And they would have to leave. Or they could stay downstairs, wait for the opinion to be handed out, listen to the announcements in the press room downstairs. They do pipe them down there. Trouble is, that's the overflow room. So now the press office, it only has 15 seats in the overflow room. But so now the press office is going to have to hand out the opinions. And then once they're finished being announced, they will close the door, set up 15 chairs, and everybody will come back in having missed the beginning of the argument. This is every day except the mandate day. The court, I think, in some bizarre sense, thought it was giving a gift by not having opinions on the mandate day. So they're going to be Monday and Wednesday opinions. Now, maybe there'll be dogs and nobody will care, but somebody will care. Somebody cares about all of these cases. I'm just going to stick where I am. I'm in that seat. I'm going to the bathroom first, and then I'm going to sit there for 2 hours or probably three because we have to be there very early to get everybody in. So I'll make sure that I can manage 3 hours, and I will sit there. But we will have another reporter who we now have to assign who will be there, and lots of news organizations will probably do the same thing.